Cool off with a craft beer, seltzer, or one of the game day drink specials. So if you're looking to refine your skills or just have some fun, grab your crew and head on down to the Lanes on 20.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Suit up for the $800,000 sports car series at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Pottawatomie. For more details, visit facebig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
The Milwaukee School of Engineering's music program will present their final concerts of the year this weekend, and admission is free. Come to Milwaukee and enjoy the MSOE Orchestra, Concert Choir, and Concert Band as they perform a mix of classic and modern music at Grace Lutheran Church, 1209 North Broadway on Saturday, May 4th at 3 p.m. Then Sunday, May 5th at 3 p.m., the MSOE Jazz Bands and Jazz Combo will perform a swing and jazz concert on the roof of Grohman Museum at 1000 North Broadway. See you there.
It's the Brewers and the Rays, Game 3, wrapping up a six-game homestand for Milwaukee. Before we get to the lineups, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. It's the top of the hour on the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to WRJN and W260CV Racine, W251BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Starting lineups are presented by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, supporting Wisconsin's critical infrastructure. Visit WIIN at wisconsininfrastructure.com. Tampa Bay, which is trying to avoid going 1-5 on a road trip and avoid a fourth consecutive series loss. Here is Kevin Cash's starting nine. Yandy Diaz, the designated hitter. The reigning AL batting champions in the leadoff spot. Richie Palacios batting second, and Palacios is the right fielder. Randy Arozarena hitless in the series. He's batting third. Arozarena's in center field. And Ahmed Rosario, the second baseman and the eighth leading hitter in the American League this year, he's batting cleanup. Austin Shenton, a rookie, he'll be the first baseman batting fifth. And the journeyman Nico Goodrum is getting the start in left field. He bats sixth. The number seven hitter is the shortstop speedy Jose Caballero. And a Wisconsin native, Ben Rortvedt, gets the start at catcher again. Rortvedt is hitting eighth. With Curtis Mead, one of the two rookies in the lineup for Kevin Cash. Curtis Mead, an Australian, batting ninth and playing third base. They will all face Colin Ray for the Brewers. Meanwhile, veteran Zach Eflin gets the ball. He led the American League in wins a season ago and is off to another fairly good start. Here's the lineup he'll be dealing with. Sal Frelick, after having last night off, is back in the leadoff spot. And Frelick's playing right field today. William Contreras catching again. All three games in the series. He's been behind the plate. He bats second. And Willy Adames coming off of a big game last night, batting third. Adames the shortstop. Tyler Black, he's in the cleanup spot for his first ever Major League start. He'll play first base in this one, will the rookie. Reese Hoskins is the designated hitter, and Hoskins is batting fifth. For the first time this season, we will see Jake Bowers play the outfield. Bowers is in left field this afternoon. He's hitting in the sixth spot. And Bryce Terang, the second baseman, is batting seventh. A rare start of late for Oliver Dunn. Dunn in there as the third baseman today and batting eighth, with Blake Perkins down to the ninth spot on the lineup card. As usual, he's in center field for Pat Murphy. Again, all of them to face veteran Zach Eflin. Eflin and Ray, and it's the Brewers and the Rays coming up here in just a few minutes, the first pitch. When we come back, Lane Grindle returns. It's the On Deck Show built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
Hi, Jan. I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park for some tug-of-war. Or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
In the Woods with Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker and his pal Tony.
Hey, Tony, we're going to need a little more wood for the fire. Nothing beats the taste of fresh Usinger brats on an open flame.
Did you get more firewood?
Open the back of the truck.
These are bats, Bob.
Beautiful Wisconsin hardwoods, aged 50 years and touched by nothing. Not even a baseball.
Oh, wow.
Usinger brats cooked on Mr. Baseball bats. Doesn't get any better than that.
Just not summer without them.
You said it, pal.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball is being brought to you by Sitco. Miller Lite, it's Miller time. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's in baseball, it's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Fleet Farm, Woodman's Food Market, Pomp's Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, built for us, Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail, Island Resort and Casino, Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, Pottawatomie Sportsbook, Cedar Crest, Wisconsin Biofuels, and Wisconsin Laborers District Council. Brewers, Rays, first pitch of Game 3 around the corner as we continue on the On Deck Show built by Menards on the Brewers Radio Network.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavors. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, south of Carthage College.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavors. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, south of Carthage College.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's the red alert, the
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Yeah, lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Colin Ray is on the mound. He began the homestand in Game 1 against the Yankees. He'll close the homestand in Game 3 against Tampa Bay. Let's wrap up the on-deck show built by Menards with a quick drive around the league brought to you by Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Operating Engineers, and Trusted Contractors, building Wisconsin together. Rubber match in Detroit just getting underway. St. Louis and the Tigers. The Cardinals have a chance to win a third straight series after the Brewers swept them at Busch a couple of weekends ago. That game just about to get underway, as are we. Got some late breaking news after all the theatrics that happened last night. For that and more, here's my partner, Lane Grindle.
All right, thank you very much. Josh, a reminder that this copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Milwaukee Brewers Baseball Club. That is brought to you by Boucher Automotive Group. Visit them today at boucher.com. And some news in the aftermath of last night's game. We'll get you caught up on that as this first inning gets started. Colin Ray about ready to offer up the first pitch of this game to Yandy Diaz, who steps into the box for Tampa Bay. And the first pitch from Ray is in there for a strike with a two-seam fastball. And we are underway in game three of this series. Winner gets this series after splitting the first two games Monday and Tuesday. Ray's 0-1 pitch, and Diaz takes down and away with a breaking ball. It's 1-1. Got underway on time at 12:10, 68 beautiful degrees here this afternoon in Milwaukee. The 1-1 to Diaz. Missed just a hair outside with a two-seam fastball. It's two balls and one strike. Suspensions have been handed down in the aftermath of last night. As you might have expected, 2-1. That's over but low, and it's 3-1. Pat Murphy suspended two games, and that means that Ricky Weeks is managing today and will manage on Friday in Chicago. 3-1 to Diaz is fouled back and out of play, and it's full now. Three balls and two strikes. Freddy Peralta suspended five games. He is appealing that suspension. Abner Uribe suspended six games, also appealing. And Jose Siri got three games from Tampa Bay. 3-2 pitch, and that is hit off the glove of Ray over towards the second baseman, Bryce Terang. Picks it and throws to first, and Diaz is the first out of this game. One away for Richie Palacios. First pitch of Brewers baseball is brought to you by Carbless. Premium cocktails in a can. Enjoy every pitch at AmFam Field and find Carbless right here inside the stadium. Carbless, less is more. Palacios hitting 294 on the year, and the breaking ball missed outside. It's 1-0. Score that ground ball from Diaz just 4-3. Ray stuck the glove out but did not get a glove on it. Just a straight 4-3 to Rang to Black. Cutter missed high, and it's two balls and no strikes on Palacios. 1-for-7 in this series with an RBI. Ray out of the stretch, and the 2-0 pitch popped up, fouled back our way, and hit off the press box just to the left of us. It's 2-1 on Palacios. Set the Brewers for me defensively. Left to right in the outfield. Bowers getting some action. In left field, Perkins in center, Frelick in right. 2-1 is grounded foul at the first baseline. It's 2-2. Dunn at third, Adames at short, Terang at second. Tyler Black getting his first career start today. He's at first base. And Contreras does the catching of Colin Ray. Brewers in their home cream tops, top and bottom with the navy blue lid. Two-two pitch, missed inside, nearly hit Palacios. He turned in and out of the way of it, and the count is full. Three balls and two strikes. Rays with their navy road tops and gray pants here this afternoon. 3-2 pitch. Lined into left field and down for a base hit for Palacios, his second hit of the series. And the Rays with a one-out base runner against Colin Ray here in the top of the first. And Randy Arozarena will be the batter for the Rays. Umpires this afternoon at first base, Brian Knight. Ryan Addison at second base. Crew chief Chris Guccione is at third. And Alex McKay calls the balls and strikes. First pitch to Arozarena in there with a strike, and it's 0-1. Colin Ray, not a big strikeout guy. He's going to ask you to put the ball in play with this spectacular defense behind him. 0-1. And he checked, but it didn't matter. It was a strike with a cut fastball. And it's 0-2 on a Rosarena. Just one for his last 20 at the plate. And 0 for his last 7. O-2 pitch. Back pick down to first. Back in time. After the pitch was up and away to a Rosarena. Palacios back in there easily on that back pick by Contreras. It's 1-2. On the center fielder this afternoon for Tampa Bay. Spin and a throw to first. Close play over there that time, but Palacios got back with that right hand in front of the tag from Black. There goes the runner. 1-2 pitch is lifted in the air towards shallow right center. Racing it is Frelick. He'll make the catch and throw back to first, but Palacios able to hustle back to the bag in front of the throw from Frelick and avoid being doubled off. Two down, runner at first now for Ahmed Rosario. Zero-zero ball game just getting started here this afternoon. Rosario off to a good start with Tampa Bay this year. First year with the Rays. Takes a pitch outside. It's 1-0. Hitting 307 with 2 home runs and 13 driven in. He has slowed down recently, just 3 for his last 23. 1-0 pitch. And that is over for a strike with a cutter. It's 1-1. Palacios gets his lead from first. Spin and a throw to first, and Palacios is back in time. Brewers paying very close attention to Palacios. Tyler Black, first career start. Over at first base, he's been involved in this half inning. Back picks, pickoff moves. One pitch. Missed down and away. And it's 2-1 on Rosario. Austin Shenton is in the on deck circle for Tampa Bay. Two-one pitch. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. That was that big sweeper from Colin Ray, and Rosario took a huge hack at it, came up empty. It's 2-2. Contreras setting up away. There goes the runner. The pitch, a swing and a miss for strike 3. Rosario strikes out, an ortho ASAP strikeout for Colin Ray. And the Rays will strand a runner in the top of the first. No runs, a hit, no errors, a man left. We've played half an inning. It's the Rays nothing, and the Brewers coming up on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of 4 new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, 5 times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Potawatomi. For more details, visit facebig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Get ready for endless excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier entertainment destination. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun, featuring top-notch live entertainment, bago, and volleyball leagues in the backyard patio. Or chill indoors at Angry Brothers Pub, serving up mouth-watering daily specials like the in-house smoked ribs and brisket on the weekends. Cool off with a craft beer, seltzer, or one of the game day drink specials. So if you're looking to refine your skills or just have some fun, grab your crew and head on down to the Lanes on 20.
In the quick trip around the bases is Bob Cantrell from Burlington. 1-1, chopper on the left side. This will be a tough play for Caballero. Fields throws to first in time. That is a very nifty play by the Rays shortstop to get Freeland. One away for William Contreras. If the Brewers score in the first inning, Bob Cantrell from Burlington, well, you'll win a $100 Quick Trip gift card. Compliments of Ferrero and Quick Trip. To enter, see stores for details. First pitch to Contreras is in there with a cutter. And it's 0-1. Contreras hitting 345, 5 home runs and 23 driven in. Eflin's pitch. That's a curveball that dropped in there low, and it's 1-1. Eflin has been hot or cold this year in his starts. Very uneven season so far for the right-hander. Contreras, a high fly ball out to right center field. Rosarena calling for it. And taking charge, calling off Palacios on the edge of the warning track for the second out. Two down for Willie Adames. For Eflin, his last start in Chicago against the White Sox went 6 innings, 9 hits, 5 runs, 4 of which earned. Gave up a home run in that start. His two starts before that were brilliant against the Yankees and the Angels. Adames takes down and away for a strike. Just caught the low outside corner with a sinking fastball. And it's 0-1. The pitch. Breaking ball in there for a strike. And it's 0-2. Very early, but would appear that Alex McKay has a very generous strike zone. Looks like a big one for both pitchers. Down and in the dirt with a curve ball, 1 ball and 2 strikes. Eflin, a longtime Philadelphia Philly. He's been with the Rays the last couple of seasons. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He strikes out Adames. And the Brewers go down in order against Eflin here in the bottom of the first. We head to the second inning. Rays and Brewers, 0-0 ball game on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
It's that time of year again, Wisconsin. Hunting season is back. Before you head out, remember that safety is always the number one target for a successful hunt. So when you're out in the woods this season, practice these simple tips. Treat every firearm like it's loaded. Always point your muzzle in a safe direction. Be certain of your target and don't touch the trigger until you're ready to shoot. For more safety tips, visit dnr.wisconsin.gov. Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
Jeff Levering and wife Ashley love their patio door from Powell Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
It's so bright, it's so clear. I can see the kids outside playing, and it makes it comfortable for the life we live.
I love the roll screen. The fact that the screen is on the inside and no drafts, it's a game changer.
Right now, get 0% interest-free financing for up to 48 months when you order by May 31st. Set your free in-home consultation at PowellWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply. That's 531-2024.
The Prevea Orthopedic Team is led by accomplished doctors, focused on you and focused on your pain, all created with you in mind to take care of your hip, knee, shoulder, or whatever is stopping you from doing the things you love and loving the things you do. With the latest treatment and procedure options at Prevea, you'll get the best care around. And that makes everything, less painful. Prevail Orthopedics, specializing in you.
American Family Insurance is here to protect your most valued possession, your dreams. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Visit amfam.com to learn more.
No score as we head to the top of the second inning here at American Family Field. Austin Shenton leads off against Colin Ray. Worked around a one-out single in the first inning to put up a zero, and the first pitch to Shenton is in there for a strike on a sinker. And it's 0-1. Nice crowd on hand here this afternoon for this 12-10 Central Time start. 0-1, Shenton, a high fly ball into left. This is playable, though. Jake Bowers with the sunglasses on, moving to his right. That makes the catch for out number one. And that'll get Nico Goodrum to the plate for Tampa Bay. Brewers Baseball is brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer with great taste and only 96 calories. It's Miller time. Goodrum 2-for-3 on Monday night in game one of this series. And the pitch in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. That was his first multi-hit effort since the 2022 season for Nico Goodrum. Been a useful bench player for Kevin Cash. This year, takes inside, one ball and one strike on Goodrum. Called up in the middle of April from AAA. 1-1 pitch. Goodrum hits one foul and out of play down the left field line. And it's 1-2. Goodrum and then Caballero in the on deck circle for the Rays. One out, nobody on here, top of the second. One-two pitch. Hit well out to center. Backing up is Perkins onto the warning track and with the play. A couple of steps in front of the wall. Perkins there to collect it for out number two. And that'll get Caballero to the plate. So we told you about those suspensions. Uribe gets 6 games. Peralta gets 5. Pat Murphy gets 2, and he is serving that suspension. So Ricky Weeks, the acting manager today, and will be as well on Friday at Wrigley. Ray's first pitch to Caballero is swung on and fouled back into the net. It's 0-1. And both Peralta and Uribe appealing their suspension. So depending on when those appeals are heard, one would expect Freddy Peralta could still make his start Sunday in Chicago. 0-1 tapper. This is going to be a tough play. Ray off the mound to field it. Tries to shovel it with his glove towards first. Not in time. Couldn't get it off the ground and just rolled it over to Blake. Black, I should say. And it's a base hit for Caballero. Not a hard hit ball by any means. Essentially a swinging bunt, but hitting a spot where nobody could really field it. And so a base hit for Caballero with 2 outs, and here's Rortvedt. Peralta, whenever he does serve that suspension, a 5-game suspension for a starting pitcher in the Brewers rotation is not all that bad, all things considered. First pitch in there for a strike on Rortvedt, and it's 0-1. Brewers like to give Freddie extra rest anyway, and in many cases they give him 6 days in between starts. A 1 swing and a miss, and it's 0-2 on Rortvedt. And so as far as suspensions go, not ideal, nobody wants one, but you can manage your way through that with Freddy Peralta. A little different situation with Uribe. He's going to be unavailable for a while. 0-2 pitch. Checked his swing on a fastball that missed away. 1-2. Another thing to remember is when those suspensions are served will also come into play, because you don't get to replace that roster spot when it happens. There goes the runner. 1-2 pitch is fouled out of play down the left field line. stays at 1-2. And so with that in consideration, Josh, if there's a way to stagger those suspensions being served, I would guess the Brewers would try to do it.
Yeah.
So you don't have two roster spots down for any extended amount of time.
Yeah, the other thing about Freddie getting extra rest, that's been a luxury the Brewers haven't had the last couple of weeks because of all the injuries to the starting rotation. They haven't been able to be as generous with time between starts.
1-2. And missed low. Two balls and two strikes on Rortvedt.
Yesterday was the first time all season Freddie had pitched on regular, quote-unquote, regular 4 days rest.
There goes the runner. 2-2 pitch is lined into right. That's going to get down for a base hit. Frelick hustling over there. Gets it on a couple of hops. First to third goes Caballero. He will stop there. Rortvedt with a single into right field and runners on the corners. For Curtis Meade, the number nine hitter for Tampa Bay. Meade hitting 228 on the year with a home run and four driven in. Ray with a little bit of traffic here with two outs in the top of the second, but a chance to get out of it still. And the pitch. Missed inside with a curveball. It's 1-0. Pitch. Nailed the outside edge with a two-seam fastball. Beautiful sinker from Ray at 94 miles an hour. And it's one ball and one strike. One. Got a strike at the knees with a fastball that time at 94. And Ray coming right after the number nine hitter, Curtis Meade, as he should be. Runners on the corners, two outs. Caballero is dashing down the line, and Colin Ray will use a disengagement to look him back. One ball and two strikes on Meade. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Foul tipped it into the mitt of William Contreras, who held on. Another ortho ASAP strikeout for Colin Ray, his second of the afternoon. And we go to the bottom of the second here in Milwaukee. No score on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. A Brewers group outing is the best way to celebrate any special occasion. Take the stress out of planning, as Brewers account reps will set you up with seating blocks, tailgate spaces, and more. Learn more at brewers.com/groups. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Why is construction work in Wisconsin at an all-time high? The federal bipartisan infrastructure law provided funding boosts for critical road and bridge projects, airport improvements, and broadband expansion. The Inflation Reduction Act accelerated utility-scale solar and wind projects. Senator Tammy Baldwin helped get these measures enacted. Call Senator Baldwin and thank her for creating good-paying construction jobs for Wisconsin.
Paid for by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Inc.
Service and savings. It's Woodman's.
Hi, we're the Woodman's. I'm Clint.
I'm Phil, saving you big-time money on popcorn.
10-ounce Skinny Pop or 16-ounce Bailey Popcorn, both $4.69 each.
I can run the hot prices on popcorn.
Skinny Pop or Bailey Popcorn, both $4.69.
Save big-time money on your favorite popcorn.
Better products, better prices, better service, because we're employee-owned.
It's Woodman's.
Every pitch, all season long.
Swing and a drive! Left center
field! On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Tyler Black, the cleanup hitter today for the Brewers, leads things off in the bottom of the second inning, and Eflin's first pitch to him in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Cleanup hitter brought to you by Loyal Family Renovations. Clean up any home damage and call them for a free inspection. A one pitch. And Black took a little bit high. It's a ball and a strike. Family owned and operated, LoyalFamilyRenovations.com. One ball and one strike on Tyler Black. Eflin brings home the pitch, and he took a strike on the inside edge. Caught the very top of the zone as well. Didn't have to be called a strike. It's 1-2. This is a fairly generous strike zone early from Alex McKay. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, and Black down on strikes. Second strikeout for Eflin. And there's one away for Reese Hoskins. Hoskins, 1-for-5 in the series. He was at first trying to be the peacemaker last night in the eighth inning. Found himself on the ground eventually as he was trying to come between Uribe and Siri. And the first pitch to him, a sinker that got the low outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. Swing and a miss, and it's nothing and two on Hoskins. 227 on the year with 6 home runs and 18 driven in for Reese. O-2 pitch. Took that one up and away. That was probably a better pitch than some of the strikes we've seen so far called by Alex McKay, but Hoskins better for that one. And the 1-2. Breaking ball missed down and in. And it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Eflin doesn't like that baseball. He throws it out of play. And he'll get a new one. Left to right in the outfield for the Rays. Goodrum, Arozarena, Palacios. 2-2 pitch. Hoskins a chopper towards short. Charging's Caballero. Fields throws to first in time, and there's 2 outs. Meade's at third. Just told you Caballero at short. Rosario at second. Shenton at first. And Rortvedt does the catching for Tampa Bay. Now, if you haven't tried Pine River Cold Pack cheese spreads yet, don't wait another inning. Go get it now. Put it on a cracker. You can put it on chips if you wanted to. Or your favorite using or brat. Jake Bauer is the batter. Takes outside. It's 1-0. And then you know what the dessert's going to be. It's going to be that Cedar Crest ice cream. 1-0 to Bowers. That's in there for a strike. It's 1-1. How about the Pirates bounty? Maybe caramel collision. How about Wisconsin campfire s'mores? That's a great flavor from Cedar Crest. Bowers takes outside. 2 balls and 1 strike. Yeah, if you want to get into the breakfast mode, maybe some peppered bacon from Usinger's as well. Bowers takes a strike, and it's 2-2. It's all good. That's why we talk about it so often. 2-2 pitch. Bowers is swinging a miss. He's down on strikes. And the inning is over. Zach Eflin looks sharp early. He's recorded 3 strikeouts and retired all 6 that he's faced. We head to the third. No score on the Brewers Radio Network. Presented by American Family Insurance.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Get ready for a triple play of selection, service, and convenience with Studebaker's in Racine. Around the horn we go, from refreshing sips to snack sensations. Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Great service is a game changer, and the team is ready to knock it out of the park for you. In our store, or sliding into Studebaker's convenient drive-thru, where fast meets fantastic. Swing by Studebaker's Field and Food at 31 and Sprague in Racine for the winning team of selection, service, and convenience.
At Z-Bart.
Fleet Farm has what you need in one stop, from hardware to pet food. You'll find the top brands at great prices. Fleet Farm. No score. We go to the third. Here's Josh.
Thank you, Lane. Top of the order for the Rays against Colin Ray. And Yandy Diaz squibs a foul on the first pitch of the inning. Ray versus the Rays. Just as nature intended it.
I knew you were waiting to say that.
Yeah. Well, it's the first time he's ever faced him.
I was going to say it, but I thought you would want to, so I held off.
Thank you, partner.
So you could.
So kind.
Yeah, you know, teammates.
0-1, pitch to Yandy in the dirt. R-E-A, in case you haven't seen the pitcher's name spelled, versus the R-A-Y-S. With rays of sunshine sparkling all over American Family Field. Strike called. Good sinker. 1-2. This is the first game all season that the roof has been open. And a glorious day for it. 1st of May. No score. Diaz grounded out to begin the game. And the 1-2. Upstairs. Try to get him to chase a fastball. He did not. It's 2-2. Collins given up 3 hits, but they've all been singles. And none of them particularly well struck. Wind up in the 2-2. Swinging a ground ball past the mound towards the middle. Tough play, Adames to his left. Got there, fumbled the ball. It drops back to his feet, and Yandy Diaz is safe. Willie, had he fielded that cleanly, probably would have gotten him out, but it's not what you'd call an ordinary effort. And it's an infield hit for Yandy. Good start to the third inning here for Tampa. Now, Willie would tell you I should have made the play. That's the first hit of the series for Diaz. He'd been 0-7. Here comes Richie Palacios. Swinging a ground ball to second. That should be 2. Turang to second, 1. Adames, the bullet. Double play. Well, you erased that infield single on one pitch. Ground ball, a step to the left of Bryce Turang, the human vacuum. And a 4-6-3 hit into by Richie Palacios. So two out, bases empty. Here's Randy Arozarena. Third inning is brought to you by our friends at Sitco. There comes the pitch. Arozarena bluffed a bunt but took a strike. Whether you're off to the ballpark or dog park, Sitco top-tier tri-clean gasoline gets you where you're going. When you start with Sitco, you're good to go. Arozarena flew to right his first time in the 0-1. Outside on a curve. Actually scored that ball that Yandy Diaz hit an error to start the inning. So it was a Willie Adames E6. 1-1 coming. Arozarena takes in the dirt. 1-2. First error in 4 games charged to the Brewers. Their defense, top notch. Bases empty, 2 out. The 2-1 to Arozarena, swing and a miss. 94 mile an hour heat, well located. Arozarena 0-4-8 in the series. The 2-2, down and in. It's a full count. This guy's dangerous, we know that. And he's hit 3 homers, but he's batting about 140. You hope he doesn't wake up today. Just wait till he leaves here. 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Certainly didn't wake up there. Colin Ray threw him a great breaking ball, and he struck him right on out of there. Quick, easy inning for Colin Ray that included a double play and a punch out to the bottom of the third. No score on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Pottawatomie. For more details, visit facebig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavors. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, south of Carthage College.
Let's go, Brewers! Let's go! Let's go, Brewers! Let's go!
Teach your little Brewers fans who the real pests are. Safeway Pest Management keeps your home clear of creepy crawlies so your family can focus on cheering on the crew. With over 65 years of family-owned service, they're Wisconsin through and through. So call 262-679-4422 now for a free quote and get back to those bleachers bug-free. And remember, it's Brewers and Safeway Pest Management for the win.
Thank.
Bryce Durang to greet Zach Eflin. Bottom of the third begins with a big swing and a miss. No score yet. Eflin has retired the first six that he's faced, and three of them on strikeouts. He's looked very sharp. Now deals with 7, 8, and 9 in the Brewers order. Bryce Durang, Oliver Dunn, and Blake Perkins. Wind up in the 0-1. A little bit outside. There have been three strikeouts for each pitcher. Colin Ray just ended his top of the third with an ortho ASAP. 1-1 is lifted foul by Durang, out of play. Start healing faster and meet with a specialist today. Ortho ASAP. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. Big day yesterday for Bryce Durang. Drove in three. The 1-2 inside from Eflin. Bryce has raised his average to 312. What a start to the year. Second in baseball with 14 steals. The 2-2 outside. Cutter tried to come through the back door. Didn't quite reach that outside corner, so it's a full count. Eflin has his sign from Rortvedt. The 3-2. Line drive back up the middle. Into right center for a base hit. Bryce Durang again. Over to get it is a Rosarena. He'll hold Bryce at first with a leadoff single. Boy, is he swinging it. And as just mentioned, when you get him on first base, quite often that's like hitting a double. First base runner for the crew, and it brings up Oliver Dunn. It's time for the Pottawatomie Casino Hotel three-bagger in the third contest. Contestant today, Peter Fall from Greendale, hoping for a three-bagger. He would win a Pottawatomie prize package. Somebody on the Brewers hits a triple this inning. Oliver Dunn up there. He takes outside, ball one. Visit WTMJ.com to enter and for official contest rules. First time in six games, Oliver's gotten a start. 1-0, swing and a miss. Chased a curveball, 1-1. Dunn, first start of the homestand. He's batting now at 200 on the nose. Home run and five driven in for the rookie. Durang takes his lead at first. Holds on the 1-1. That's down and in. Good backhanded pick by Ben Rortvedt. 2-1. You figure that the way Bryce Durang's been running the bases, it's almost not a question of if. It's a question of when he's going to try to steal second base.
Especially because this is a Rays team that has struggled holding runners.
2-1 with nobody out. He holds on a 2-1. Hard ground ball by Dunn through the right side and a base hit. Durang will hold at second base. It got to Palacios in right very quickly. Oliver Dunn smokes a single between first and second. And the Brewers have something cooking. First and second, and nobody out for Blake Perkins. Oliver Dunn's first hit of the homestand. He had struck out his first four at-bats. That was a good piece of contact. So here's Perkins, maybe up there to bunt. He's a good bunter regardless. And in a game that looks like it's forming a pitcher's duel, maybe you try a sacrifice. Yep, he squares, he pops up the bunt, but it's foul and goes back into the backstop.
Brewers have been so good at putting down bunts this year. Last couple of games, though, some struggles getting the bunt down.
Yeah.
Not the trend early. They were on fire putting down bunts. Weren't just sacrifices. They were bunting their way on base in the season.
You often get a bonus with these guys. Squares again, takes back the bat, but it's a strike with a breaking ball. And so Eflin is ahead of Blake, nothing in two. And now I doubt he's still trying to bunt. But guys like Blake Perkins and Bryce Terang, if you get one down with their speed, it very often ends up being a base hit. Perkins uses his timeout. No score, bottom third. Blake at 266. Three homers, 10 driven in. First and second, they lead. The 0-2 pitch, no bunt, and it's in the dirt. Rourke Vitt had to block a curveball, 1-2. Sal Frelick on deck. 30-year-old Zach Eflin. Seventh start already this season. He is set at the belt. And now the 1-2 pitch inside. That's a sinker that was barely off the plate, but it was. 2-2. Everything that Eflin throws moves. Got a lot of up to down and side to side. Nothing is straight. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. That was a curve, and he struck him out. That's his fourth punch out. The first time through the batting order, Eflin gets a big one there. It's a first and second with one away for Sal Frelick. Eflin's been great since the Rays gave him a big free agent deal. Last year, 16 wins. That was the most of any American League pitcher. His first season with the team. Rays don't give a lot of guys free agent deals like he got, but he's been worth it. Pitch to Frelick. He bluffed a bunt, but pulled back and took outside ball one. Sal grounded to shortstop to begin the outing for Eflin. Eflin beat the Brewers in a game in Tampa last May, just about a year ago. Here comes 1-0. High fly ball to center. Can of corn for a Rose Arena. A few steps over to his right. Then he's there medium depth to make the catch. Two out. The runners stay put. Promising start to the inning. Brewers hoping not to spoil the opportunity, and they've got a good man coming up to avoid it. William Contreras. Contreras flew out deep to center his first time. Terang at second and Dunn at first. Good speed on the base paths. And here is the Brewers' best RBI man. Eflin from the stretch throws. Breaking ball, a strike, a curve. Perfectly placed, knee high and over the outside corner. A little bit of cloud cover has moved in. 0-1 pitch. Line drive down the left field line. A fair ball. That hits the grass. It's rolling all the way to the wall. Scoring from second, Terang. Getting a wave around third is done. Here's the relay to the plate. Not in time. Contreras delivers. It's a two-run double. And Milwaukee strikes first. They take a 2-0 lead in the third. When you got ducks on the pond, is there anybody you'd rather have up there than William Contreras?
So far, May looks a lot like April.
Yeah. Boy, did he really put a good swing on that pitch. Contreras RBIs 24 and 25. Now Adames swings and misses. Runner at second. Two outs still. Willie struck out in the first. Contreras is right near the National League lead in runs batted in. 2-0 Brewers. Now the 0-1. Willie hits it in the air into center. This will be a play for a Rosarena. Saunters back a few steps, reaches up in front of the track to make the catch. So the inning is over, but Contreras has delivered the first big blow in this one, a two-run double. After three, it's 2-0 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Spring fishing is finally here, and Fleet Farm has everything you need to reel in more fish this year. Upgrade your gear with the best brands like Rapala, Berkley, and St. Croix. Find exclusive flicker sheds you won't find anywhere else, starting at $12.99. Get rod and reel combos starting at only $24.99. And shop our wide selection of fishing line that starts at just $4.99. Land top fishing gear and everything else you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm.
You have a lifetime of experience on the job and in the world. A degree from Concordia can help you make the most of it. Concordia University, Wisconsin offers flexible online career-focused programs for experienced adults like you. Whether you're looking to grow in your current role or enter a new field, at Concordia, you'll learn from experts and grow your professional network. Visit CUW.edu to learn more about business, healthcare, teaching, and STEM programs starting soon. Concordia University. Live uncommon.
No matter where you're headed, CITGO is a good place to start. Whether you're off to the ballpark, dog park, or amusement park, driving range or drive-in theater, Saturday morning soccer or Sunday brunch, CITGO top-tier tri-clean gasoline gets you where you're going and keeps your engine running cleaner and smoother along the way. Whether you're traveling near or far, when you start with CITGO, you're good to go.
Every home run, stolen base, and strikeout.
He struck him out swinging.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
William Contreras has given the Brewers a 2-0 lead as they try to win the series against Tampa. We go to the fourth. Two-run double meant that $75 has been donated to the MAC Fund, courtesy of West Bend, the Silver Lining. Hey, Carbless is a proud partner of the Brewers. Premium ready-to-drink cocktails. Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten. Find it here at the ballpark or at your local grocery store. Carbless, this is more. Cleanup batter, Ahmed Rosario to greet Colin Ray. In the first pitch, a strike with a cutter. One of the three strikeouts that Colin has came from this batter, Ahmed Rosario, back in the first. Now working with the lead is Colin, and the 0-1 is grounded past the mound up the middle to the second baseman, Terang. On the move, he fields right in front of the bag and throws out Rosario. Silky smooth by Bryce Terang. One out. You've got Austin Shenton and then Nico Goodrum coming up. Gotcha, the news right after the game began that Pat Murphy is suspended for today's game and then the next one Friday, which means Ricky Weeks gets his first big league managing opportunity. Shenton took a strike. How do you think Ricky feels in that dugout today? That's got to be kind of a cool but a bit odd feeling in that Brewers first base dugout for the former Brewer. Shenton takes strike two. It's nothing in two.
I think Ricky is ready to compete. That is an intense guy that likes to win, that loves the Brewers, and I think he probably said, let's go. That's my guess.
Maybe verbatim, that's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
Shenton waits, the 0-2 pitches up and away, 1-2.
And I know Pat Murphy has the utmost respect and confidence in Ricky that he can handle the job today and Friday. Brewers are in very good hands.
Shenton flew to left his first time. He's a rookie. The 1-2 pitch is outside on a splitter. first year on the big league coaching staff, the associate manager, Ricky Weeks. 2-2 pitch to Shenton, breaking ball just outside. It was a curve. So from 0-2, Shenton has worked the full count.